Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
All right, Melissa, you want to explain exactly what Raise Your Hands poll is? It's been up online now, sure, for a couple of days, so we can talk about it.
Well, it's basically we all submit some questions that might be uncomfortable for us here in the studio to answer. And so Tracy comes in and she asks the questions, and we all raise our hands if it's a yes, and we keep our hands down if it's a no, because every question is a yes or no question. We also have a camera in studio, and we're recording these answers. So Tracy says on air how many people raise their hand, and then that way you go online at all the hitsq100.com, see the video and see exactly who raised their hand. And now I guess we're going to explain why we may have raised our hands on some of these.
All right, Jeff was the first to come forward because we all sweared on something that we really care a lot for before we went into this thing, that we were going to answer honestly. And Jeff was the first to come forward and say, look, I think I might have fudged on a couple of those.
And I don't even know why. Like, I think it's,
Like
I just felt bad. Like, the one that keeps coming to mind is, if everybody was dangling from a cliff, mm-hmm, would you save one before the other? And I didn't raise my hand. And the reality is, yeah. Like, my first thought was Wendy, because she's the youngest and, you know, the smallest, the easiest one to fling over my shoulder. I mean, if I'm going to save someone, I really don't want to exert myself, to be quite honest with you.
You could use one hand and save both me and Wendy at the same time.
Just sweep you both up.
Yes.
And then, like, Gulliver traveled to, what's the guy's name? And then I thought, well, Carter, what a crappy way to go, falling off a cliff after, you know, surviving years of kidney disease and then a successful transplant. Like, that would suck. So, I thought about Carter, and then Hobby,
then he dismissed it and said, she had her second chance.
It was a fleeting thought.
Hobby, I really couldn't. I mean, if I'm being honest right now, I couldn't really think of any reason to save you.
Just let me dangle. Yeah. Bye-bye. Save yourself.
You got to go.
And then now Bert had to point it out, but I forgot he had children. Like, obviously, I don't want any two children, or any children at all, to be raised without a parent. So then,
even
I'd
if it's
to,
a bad one.
Yeah, then I'd have to consider Bert. So, yeah, so I didn't answer that one, honestly, because there would be somebody I would probably save first. Well, take that back. There's definitely someone I would save last, and that's Hobby. The rest of you I would have to sort out. So, like, I felt bad. Cause
I'm so
would you
happy.
So how are you going to answer it honestly? Who would you save first?
You got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Who's first?
I mean, I'm happy to come in last place with you, but
I would probably have to go with Bert because of the children.
Mm-hmm.
But let the record show.
Please, man. Think of the children.
So that was the one that came to mind, and I'm sure as you read these down, I'll go, that one too. Because I remember I sat in the office with Tracy, and I'm like, will you read them to me again?
Okay, so let's do these. In the past week, yeah, this is one of the first ones. Whenever we're answering these, my first thought is lie. Don't deal with the stress that's going to come with these. Just lie through it. It's just a radio segment. Well, I know, and I answered him honestly.
What's fascinating is the one who he's just talking about how just lying, you know, and he could make it easy on himself, but he's the one that initiated the swears that we all had
yes.
to do.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
In the past week, have you looked up an ex online? Everybody said no, except me. So let me explain.
Oh, no.
In a lot of conversations I've had about Facebook, people are telling me how they've hooked up or reconnected with people from their high schools online.
Sure.
And I now have a stupid amount of friends on Facebook, a stupid amount, right? And I have not reconnected with one person from high school, not mm-hmm. one person. So while I was on the other day, I said to myself, damn it, I'm going to reconnect with somebody. And the first person that came to mind was that girl that I told you guys about. Remember, she was a freshman. I was a senior. She puked on my lap after a Padres
right.
game. Tracy Cole, for whatever reason. I just wanted I was interested to see what she turned into.
Because mm-hmm.
she was like freshman president. She was like from this fantastic family, and she just had it all going. So I was just I thought, I wonder what she's turned into. So I looked her up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Did you find her?
I did not.
Okay.
In the past year, have you looked up an ex online? I said yes. That was the Tracy Cole one. Jeff said yes. Jen said yes. Melissa said no. Wendy said yes.
Well, yeah, you always kind of like browse ex-boyfriends.
I'm surprised you didn't, Melissa, because you have had a reunion.
Yeah, but I mean, I dated guys back then, so who cares?
That's funny.
Jen, you have?
Yeah, I think I have. It was kind of vague, but I think I looked up my college boyfriend. When I was a freshman in college at Florida State, I dated a guy named Patrick, and I looked him up to see if he was on MySpace, and he wasn't.
Okay. Jeff?
I think just same thing, just being on Facebook, and I think I got one or two clicks from, you know, or whatever, friend requests from people that I went to high school with. So then you start clicking through, and you're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah. Oh, she was friends with the girl I was in love with. And then click and read all about them and find out how they're miserably happy and...
Sucks.
The Midwest.
You wish for the worst, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Have all of your sick day excuses in 2008 been accurate? In other words, have you ever lied about why you were not coming in? Jen is the only one to answer yes to that.
Yeah, I was too upset to come in one day.
Because of everything that happened over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly excusable.
Yeah, I remember it because it was a day that it was just going to be Melissa and Jeff and I on the show, and normally... I would have never called in sick.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
This is reinforcing my decision to let you fall off the cliff.
Bye-bye.
This is the one I really wanted to answer today. Regardless of your relationship status, would you rather sleep alone at night?
I lied about this one.
You buried yourself.
Well, I buried myself, but Jeff said that he would have answered the same way had he thought more about it. What I thought was long-term... Absolutely not. But the truth is, and I've said this before, that if my wife is out of town for a day or two, I sleep better in the bed when I'm alone. So from just every now and then, yes, long term, no.
I had the same thing. I think I just answering this question, I just got too in my head about it. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want to sleep. But I'm with Bert. There's certain... There should be designated, like every third Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should be solo days of the month or something like that. Because, you know, you get all spread out, the whole thing.
It's yours, man.
Yeah, and you put build up pillows around you and you make a fort.
Careful, careful what you wish for there,
right,
fellas.
Right. Just as I said, every now and then.
3 days a month.
Careful what you wish for.
One weekend a month or two.
Two weekends a month?
Maybe.
Oh, no. New. You're on your own. You're on an island by yourself on that one.
Okay.
With your little pillow fort.
Do you have a current friend that you don't really care for, but you keep as a friend because they will advance your social status? Wendy, you said yes.
Without naming names.
Bring
it. No, you don't have to name names. No, like, I think you keep the people that you wouldn't hang out with daily just so you can get into certain places and you sort of have a group when you already get there that you know, so you're not too uncomfortable, but they can always give you a little step ahead at certain places. So you're kind of nicer to them even if you don't want to be.
So it's a person you don't even necessarily like, but a person you're keeping around because they can do good for you.
Absolutely.
Get you into clubs.
I think everybody does that every once in a while.
Jeff, you answered yes to that one also.
Yeah, I put my hand up before I heard... all of the question, and I thought it was going to be, does anybody have a friend in their life that they are still friends with but they don't really like, you know, just somebody you haven't broken up with? And so I put my hand in the air, and then so I got lots of those.
Just haven't gotten around to dropping them off the cliff yet.
Not lots, but more than I'm comfortable with. So that's what I raised my hand for. But the social status thing, I mean, other than Bert, not really.
Is one of them known as Red Mask?
No.
Just kidding.
Red Mask?
Check away.
Oh. You're not going to help your social status.
Yeah, I keep check away around to get into clubs and Rio Grande.
Do you have money that your significant other doesn't know about? Or if you are not currently in a relationship, have you hidden money from your last relationship? All said no except Jen.
Yeah, I had mostly separate accounts. I mean, I had mostly separate accounts, so it wasn't something that I was like hiding, but it wasn't something I disclosed either.
Makes sense. Over the past 6 months, do you like being at work more than you like being at your home? Wendy is the only one that said yes.
I love it here. I have so much fun here. I think everyone's fun here, so I like hanging out. So I don't have anything to do at home. I live by myself. So it's much more fun to be at work. It gives me something to do. I hate sitting still. So at work, I'm moving.
I was here late yesterday to like 3:30, and Wendy and I were having a great time. Yeah. She was just hanging out all day.
Yeah, it was fun.
So it's not that you're miserable at home. It's more fun here.
Yeah, and I'm moving, and I'm just not bored.
That right there is going to slow down the home studio process.
Right. Well, a nap's nice every once in a while.
Have you ever shoplifted anything? I said yes, and Jeff said yes. What'd you steal?
Your heart.
Wow. That's not shoplifting. I gave it to you.
Do you guys need a moment?
I
think we just had it.
I have a very distinct memory as a kid, and I have no idea how old I was, but of taking a tube of paint from a hardware store. I was there with, I think, my dad, my grandmother. They were off, you know, probably buying whatever project my grandmother needed to do around the house. And I have a very distinct memory of, like, taking this tube of paint and, like, I don't know why. Like, I didn't even need to paint anything. It was just like,
just felt good.
Well, yeah, it felt good. And then I spent the rest of, you know, that summer, whatever summer it was, every time I saw a cop car, peeing a little bit in my pants. Like, I was convinced that I was gonna get executed for that. Like I'd see a movie, I'd walk in, my parents were watching a movie, like an old school Western where they're killing somebody with the firing squad, and I just burst into tears, I have a panic attack. But that's I don't know why that memory, you know how some childhood memories are just very, like, I can see the tube of paint, I can see myself standing in front of the rack, I know where the door to the store was, black. And I remember, like, it was a white tube with a black cap, mm-hmm. black writing on it, looked like a big fat toothpaste tube, like a tube that hair gel would be in. And I remember seeing the door, and I remember just getting out there and hiding it.
At least yours was a one-time offense. I'll confess that. Yeah, in Little League, I ran with a pack of hoodlums back in the day.
And the dark streets of San Diego.
The mean streets of Spring Valley, California. We used to go into Kmart every day before a Little League practice and steal candy. Every day for an entire season.
What was your candy of choice?
If it was available, it was done. It was taken. And we would
Jolly Ranchers?
You take the stuff and you sort it out later.
Oh, okay.
So it was every day. It was really, really bad. Have you ever had a parent walk in on you during sex? Jen said yes, and I said yes. Your own parent?
No.
Somebody else's parent, a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
No comment.
I don't have to go further, do I?
Was it a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, a really long time ago.
Back
yeah,
in high school?
I would feel bad right now if somebody's parent walked in on them now. <in their 30s. laughs> I'd be concerned.
Yeah, happened a week and a half ago.
Well, was it somebody that might be listening right now?
No, it's just horribly embarrassing. But, yeah, it was a high school boyfriend.
And you guys
and his
were...
mom... Yeah, it was after school.
You guys were in his room. You guys got up there and knocked the baseball card collection to the floor. You ripped his baseball jersey off of him. And
you're going too far.
Game on.
Enough description from you.
I got caught twice, actually. Same girl, different parents. Once was in the shower.
Oh
no.
God, it was a glass shower.
Oh,
hey.
No.
Mom came home from work early, and there was a trail of our clothes from her room into the bathroom.
Jeez.
And she opened up the bathroom door, and there we were in the shower. There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, man.
What'd she say?
That's really bad.
She said, Debbie, what are you doing? And Debbie said, nothing.
Isn't the proper answer, don't you know?
Right. And the second one was the same girl, but her best friend's mom caught us together in her best friend's house. So.
That's comfortable.
God, these are nasty.
What?
Have you ever had sex with two different people on the same day? Everybody answered no, except I answered yes to that.
That's disgusting.
Is that why you're breezing over it?
It's not helping.
He's doing the yada yada thing.
Back in the day, stupid stuff. Have you ever stuck your finger down your throat after eating? Let's stop there. Jen and Wendy both said yes.
Okay, like, you know when you get really hammered and then you go to, like, some place like Waffle House and you eat a whole bunch of grease and you're just feeling disgusting and you're disgusting anyways before you went and ate and you have to throw up because your body will not let you go to sleep
yes.
until you do? there you go.
I think if it's alcohol-induced, it's okay. Yeah.
Exact same scenario for me. I've never done that sober, but sometimes the room won't stop spinning.
I can't imagine doing that because I don't think I would ever eat Waffle House sober. So if I get drunk enough that it tastes so good and it's in me.
You can't let that back. You can't regurgitate that.
I'll hold it down.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah. $4.38.
Or sometimes if you're really sick, you feel it. I mean, I've done it when I've been sick. Like, your body just feels so disgusting that that's what you have to do to just kind of.
Oh, I actually realized, I just realized now that I've lied about this one.
Yeah?
I was at a...
You stuck your finger down somebody else's throat to make them throw up at you.
No, I did it to myself when I was at a restaurant and was eating lunch and not really paying attention to what you're eating. And then I looked down at the sandwich that I was eating and it was raw chicken.
Oh.
Like, it hadn't been cooked all the way through, so the middle was totally raw and I knew it tasted weird.
Nasty.
And the person I was with said, go make yourself sick.
And you did it.
Because I had already had, like, this was, like, my second bite of it. Ugh. And I'm like, no, I think it's cool because I think it was cooked on the edges. And they're like, you don't want to deal with it if it's not. Go.
That is not an option for me. I mean, even drunk, I will stand in front of that mirror, sweating it out, talking myself into not throwing up before I stick a finger down my throat.
See, no, I'm the opposite. I'll talk myself into it because I know I'll feel better the next day if I do.
You totally will feel better. You should try it.
I am Tony freaking Robbins in a cab on the way home from a bar where I'm like, oh man, you can do this. You are strong. You're not going to get sick. The cab driver's like, dude, you're in the car alone. I know I am. I am in the car alone with no vomit.
Hey, The Bird Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in a case like this, I'm not ready to lose the friend, but I am looking at him entirely differently, and I'll tell you guys why. You've heard me, if you listen to the show, talk about my friend Delvette, who owns a gym in Buckhead called Body Sculptor, Inc.
Right.
That's my boy, and I'm very proud of him, what he's done with that gym. I mean, if you know my friend's history, to see where he came from to where he is right now, I'm very proud of what he's done.
And he's a trainer.
He's a trainer. He's a personal trainer.
He's not just the business side of it.
He owns the whole thing. Trainer, he is the man there, right? I'm very proud of him. He just took over the entire building. He redecorated the place. It looks fantastic. More and more clients are signing up with him. This is the same dude that helped me out with the calendar photo.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same guy that's going to help me out with those boudoir photos, because it certainly looks like I'm going to have to do that.
That's the UGA bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're winning that national championship there, Bert.
So every time
Number
I 10? Walk into his gym, there's something new, some new equipment, because now he owns the whole thing instead of just half of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's new equipment. Another day, there's new paint. Another day, there's like a new logo. And yesterday, I walk in there. sorry, bruh. Yesterday, I walk in there. And there is a 6-foot by 4-foot mural of himself.
I didn't realize it was that big.
You walk in there and you can't miss it. But that's not at all. It is a mural, and let me try to explain it to you. He is in kind of the looking over my, he's got his head turned, looking over his shoulder position like this, okay?
Like very Adonis.
Almost like
very Adonis-like.
Yeah.
Okay? And right underneath his chest are two hands. One is holding a chisel and the other is a scalp while they are working on what appears to be like his abs.
God.
And this is 6 foot by 4 foot?
6 by 4. Now, the place is called Body Sculpting. So the idea is he, again, is looking at Adonis position right there.
And they're sculpting it out of rock.
And they're sculpting his abs. It's huge as you walk in there.
Wait, have you seen this?
I haven't seen it yet.
Come here. I want you guys to look at this one at a time. Have you seen it yet?
I saw it.
Okay. Look at this one at a time. Jeff, I got to get your take on this. Have you seen
it? It has his face on it.
It's, yeah, it's him. It's his face.
Oh,
it's going to... This is going to... I don't know if I'm going to be able to work out in Dolvet's gym after this.
Come here, Jeff. I want you to see the full picture. Come on over here. I don't want the small version. I want you to see the one I got over here.
Wow.
All right. Wow. There's the face right there. I'll scroll down for you.
Oh, just the facial expression.
I mean,
amazing.
He's a trainer and he looks good and all. He's got you. I mean, he's a trainer.
Let me see this again.
He's putting on the sexy face.
Come over here so I can show you the whole...
He's seducing you. Bert, he's seducing you when you walk into that gym.
Well, it is one of those pictures, like, as you walk around the gym, it's like his eyes follow you. Like, you're in that haunted mansion at Disney. Okay, so we'll go down.
All right, now here's...
Is that your hairy arm?
No. I got lasered.
Here's...
You see what I'm saying?
I want to know when he came up with the idea.
Here's my thought.
And where was he, and who did he tell?
And now here was my position on it, because we were all of us were in the gym at the same time working out. All of us friends were in the gym working out at the same time. So we're giving him relentless amounts of crap about it, and... Dolvet's the kind of guy, like, the more you say it shouldn't be, the more he believes it looks good. So he's just being defiant about it. But, I mean, come on. Have you guys ever seen Dodgeball?
Yes.
You know that picture of Ben Stiller in his own gym where he's, like, half dragon or something, and he's half trainer, and he's all ripped? It's sort of like that.
Now, for anybody who hasn't seen Dolvet, though, I mean, it has nothing to do with his shape. Like, he's a good-looking guy, body.
Yes.
I mean, he is a perfect advertising for his own company.
That's
because
how you
he
want
is
a trainer to look.
Perfect
and he,
body.
Yeah, he is your, I mean, he is his own business card, right?
So
people
are
texting me wanting to see it. Are you going to put it online?
Yes. I sent it last night, but the way things work around here, it takes a little bit longer to get
up. It'll be up by the end of the show, right?
By the end of the show, you think?
I hope so.
So here's the thing.
We're all beat down.
Did he commission this artwork himself?
I do believe so, yeah. He gave it to another friend of ours who sent him back a couple of proofs. Like, they had to go back and forth. Like, I'm just making up the conversation. Like, look, you know, the chisel isn't near my abs close enough. So can you move it down a little bit? Then they sent him back another proof. And look, the chisel needs to be closer to in between my top ab and the bottom of my pec.
So, this conversation happened?
No, I'm making it up. Oh, okay. But it had to go back and forth like that.
Because I think there's a big difference if somebody gave it to him as a gift.
No, this is his idea.
He's trying to
He's trying to help you out, bro.
No, this is it. So
maybe Dolvet could be friends with my rejected friend. And then.
Well, I like the fact that they, you know, made the rest of his body look like it was from stone.
Yes.
You know.
A good idea in the head.
Yes. When I first saw it, though, because you had mentioned this to us off the air yesterday, I didn't think it was as bad as what you said.
Okay.
I expected it to be, like, way more egomaniac than it is. But it's still kind of egomaniac.
It's a 6x4 picture of somebody sculpting your abs.
The sculpted one would like to speak with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Hold on. The one that has the 6x4 mural of himself in his gym, I present to you, Dolvet.
You are so funny. You are the funniest guy on the planet.
The buddy sculptor.
You do realize that this man could make you puke this afternoon. Four times, and cry.
I'm never planning on going back ever again.
And cry.
Unbelievable. Listen, guys, it's not me sculpting my abs. It's a picture of body sculptor being chiseled, the words body sculptor being chiseled in my side.
Where are the words?
Yeah, it's missing.
On my ribs, it's being chiseled. I have a tattoo on my side. I tattooed body sculptor. That's my dedication to my company, to what I do. And then I chiseled it, mocked it in a photo as if I'm made of stone. People over at Groundless Media made it of stone. They're chiseling, hands are chiseling body sculpture into the side of my body.
Can't see that part. Can't see the tattoo.
Whatever.
Not in this photo right here. It looks as though they are sculpting the muscles into your body.
Whatever. It looks hot and you know it.
Am I wrong, Javi?
Just so you know, Jen and Bert are both 1 inch away from the computer screen looking for words by this company. Hey, just so you know, Delvet, I have in my own house, I have a similar picture, but they're more polishing me with one of those things he used to wax a car with.
Now, those big knit gloves?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, those big bummer gloves?
Like I'm being chammied, and it's not so much chiseled. So I think it's cool.
Delvet, I'm putting the picture up online around 8:30 or so, and I'll let you know what the emails say. Either keep it up or take it down.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
This was the conversation, or about 20 seconds of it, that we had with Piper.
I'm going to dinner with my boyfriend's parents tonight at their house, and this is my first time meeting them. I did some Google research on them and discovered that his dad is my gynecologist.
How long has he been your doctor?
Like, for 5 years. I have never been so uncomfortable in my life. I don't know, like, how do you approach that?
All right, so that was last week.
That's
on
horrible.
The show. That is.
That is horrible. And we heard from a lot of Bert Show listeners who work in the medical field and whatever, and said the dad might not recognize you unless you go there a lot. If you're only going there once a year, and he's got so many patients to see every day, the dad might not know. But you're going to have to cross that bridge at some point anyway. So they were saying you got to tell the boyfriend.
You might
right?
not
you don't
even
want to believe that about your doctor, though, do you? Don't you want to
that he doesn't remember you?
Right. Like, I mean, it's a personal enough relationship to where he's going to remember your case, or remember your face, or remember your stuff.
If you go once a year, I mean, that's five visits over five. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't expect my doctor, who does like physicals or whatever, yeah. just yet, what's that called, a general practitioner guy?
Yeah.
Who
I
would be upset if I had something like, let's say next time I go into for a physical, he's like, oh, you got whatever, and you got to come in every 2 weeks for treatment for the next 6 months to have right. that removed, or like a surgery where there's a big lead up to it.
Right.
Well, then I certainly, during that window, I would hope that I would be memorable. But if I'm just a standard issue, oh, yeah.
Check in.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt your ego at all to be the right. gynecologist and you not be remembered.
Right.
I'd be surprised by that. I would. That would bum me out.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, not at all. She's back. Hey, Piper.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, no.
I'm a little tired.
What happened?
Nothing. It was fine. It ended up being perfectly fine.
What way?
No, I took your advice, and I talked to my boyfriend on the way there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the way. Okay.
On the way, on the way, like in the car?
On the way to his parents.
Oh,
he didn't even have a chance to think about it.
Well, we didn't have time, so that was when I told him, I said, you know, I was really nervous about meeting your parents, so I kind of Googled them, and I found out that your father's my doctor. And he started laughing, and he's just like, oh, he's like, that's all right. He's like, my father's really cool, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure, you know, he'll be fine. And I was, like, still really nervous sitting in the car. And, you know, he was, you know, laughing, but in a sweet way. And then when we got there, he introduced me, and he said, I think you know Piper. She's one of your patients. And he was so sweet and very professional, sort of acted like he didn't remember me, and maybe did. or maybe he didn't, I don't know. But he's just like, you know, hello, it's wonderful to see you again. I hope we take good care of you and that sort of thing. And then he didn't talk about it the rest of the night.
Nice.
Well, that's good. Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah, that
sure it was like, cool.
And I'm sure your boyfriend's, his dad's been a gynecologist all his life, so maybe it's something he's used to. So
exactly, and that was sort of his reaction when I told him, which is why he laughed, because he understood why I was nervous. But, you know, it was one of those, don't worry about it, my dad's very cool, he's very professional.
Now, I'm curious about the timing of the whole thing, because I'm glad it worked out well, but what made you decide to wait till the car ride over there rather than, like, the 24 hours that you had or 48 hours you had beforehand?
Well, it was only like 24, and he was busy. He works in a bar, and we just didn't really have time to get together. And I was so nervous about it that I was trying to figure out how to say it. So it was one of those. Finally, it just kind of like, okay, I'm really nervous. I'm going to tell you.
Well, I still think that you should change doctors, or at least change doctors in his practice if you're still dating your boyfriend.
Here's the thing that's so cool about him. On the way out, he said, you know, now that you're dating my son, I know you might be a little uncomfortable or whatever. And he gave me names of other gynecologists.
Oh, really?
I think you should take him up on it. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, he was very cool. So, I mean, it was one of those, like, really totally a non-issue.
So this is like the second thing in a week that's gone well?
I know, huh?
Yeah.
The ratings are going to die.
It's the end of days.
The show is over.
Oh, God. Watch out for the locusts, people. First we run out of gas, and then things turn good on the Burt Show.
Hey, Denise, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, thanks.
All right. Piper, I really have a good suggestion for you. When I first started dating my boyfriend, I went to my gynecologist. Well, he also happens to be my boyfriend's regular doctor. He found out that we were dating the whole time that I was sitting there up in the stirrups. Like, I was sitting there, and the nurse was holding my, like, just talking to me beside me. And then all of a sudden, the subject changed to my boyfriend. Mm. And the whole time, he was talking about my boyfriend. And I'm looking at the nurse going, he's really not doing this. He's doing this. Oh, my God, I can't believe he's doing this. So I would suggest possibly taking one of those doctors and making them your gynecologist, because it was really awkward and uncomfortable for me. So,
Denise, let me get this straight. You said that your gynecologist was your boyfriend's general practitioner?
Yes. He's a family doctor, too.
Yeah.
And my mom went to him, and she was like, oh, yeah, go. You know, this is back when I was 18, so I haven't been back to him. I changed.
I didn't know that those two worlds collided like that. I just thought you're a GP.
A lot of family doctors who will do that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, any conversation in the stirrups is just bad conversation.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway,
your boyfriend didn't bring it up after you guys left dinner or anything? He didn't say he was bothered by it? Not at all?
Oh, no. He was just like, are you cool now? You know.
So it was real matter of fact.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
It was like, no, I'm fine. Your dad's great. Thanks. And, you know, thanks for making me so comfortable.
And it shows it was
a non-issue.
It shows that your boyfriend's pretty mature, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't freaked out.
No, he's great. He's definitely great.
Great.
Good. I'm glad.
Perfect weekend. Thank you for sharing with us, Piper. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.